Chapter 52, in which the night passes slowly on Endor. Soon the shuttle carries Luke to the Death Star, leaving behind his friends, who are, of course, not going to be found by that smug Imperial officer, who has no idea at all that they are hiding in a treetop Ewok village. This forest moon turns rather slowly, and the night is a long one, especially for Leia, who is far too much to think about to sleep. Han is restless too. He feels the heavy responsibility of leading the strike team tomorrow. If the strike team is even out there, that is. For all he knows, they've been captured or killed, or... Ugh, things were so much more fun when it was just him and Chewie, and no worries. Chewbacca isn't particularly worried, but he certainly isn't comfortable either. Forget about squeezing into an Ewok bed. He can barely even fit in an Ewok hut. He grumbles and mumbles all night. The Ewoks aren't asleep either. They are holding a council of war. Things are said that are not cute. The Ewoks are talking of battle, of weapons and traps, and death. These are fierce creatures, predators, the top of the food chain in a deadly forest, and they are ready to kill. For you see, now that the Ewoks understand that our heroes are in fact heroes, and are there to destroy the cursed biker scouts and blow up the great metal mess in the sky, they are eager to help. They had known nothing of the great galactic struggle for freedom that the rebellion had carried on for decades. But Chirpa reminds them they did know that a great evil had come to their forest. He recalls the tribe members killed by the Empire's soldiers and metal monsters. Several of the Ewoks here are refugees whose villages were destroyed when the Empire arrived to build its sprawling generator and troop base. Chirpa calls on one of these, Romba, to tell of the night he returned from hunting to find his village burning and his whole tribe dead. The Ewoks have heard this story before with fear, but Chirpa tells them it must now give them something to fight for, not hide from. Now, he tells them, the tribe has a new hope. These strangers believe that the Empire can be beaten, and he believes it too. But, he warns, that the strangers cannot win without the Ewoks' help.
Then let us help them,
declares Asha. They have fought to protect their territory before, and now the whole forest is at stake.
This is bigger than one tribe of Ewoks,
agrees Romba.
Tomorrow's battle will affect all Ewoks, so all Ewoks should have the chance to join in.
Logray mumbles something about some sacred refuge where they could hide, but no one else is interested. So in the end, Chirpa's decision is really the village's decision. He sends messengers off through the forest to explain it all to the leaders of other tribes and ask for their help. The message composed by Teebo is beautifully worded in the Ewok language, but C-3PO translates it somewhat mechanically like this.
Tomorrow we fight to save our forest and bring down the cold metal moon. Our new golden god has shown us how. Join us, and we will be free again.
Again, the original Ewok version is much more moving, and all those who heard it, even Logray, were given hope and resolve. What Han Solo, who is the commander of this mission after all, would have said about all this, we'll never know, because he and Chewie had finally fallen asleep. Leia sleeps at last, the chaos in her mind quieted by exhaustion. Even R2 and C-3PO have powered down to save energy for the coming action. And perhaps we too should pause, listener, because when the sun rises tomorrow, things are going to get crazy. There will be no more plotting. The plotting is over. So, take a deep breath, and when you're ready, we'll make the jump to light speed.